There's nothing like honesty. And today, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is struggling. I am struggling with a bean that Nude Espresso kindly gave me yesterday to push through the R58 at home and to test and to taste and to come away with a reaction, of course. And I am struggling. I am struggling because I'm keeping the parameters that the roaster has given me to a T. Now, I've been told 93 is the temperature at the brew head. I can do that on the Rocket R58. 21 grams of dry dosing. I can do that because I've got scales, of course. 25 seconds, the extraction. I can do that because I've got a timer. Fluid gram, however, 28 seconds. Yes, I could do it because I can weigh my grams, my fluid grams. However, I've been struggling. I have been pushing this Malzkönig Varje to its finest limit. And still, only in 23 seconds do I get just over 30 grams of fluid. It is running a bit too fast. Now, the taste is still quite beautiful. There is a silky body, but I know what Nude Espresso do try and achieve. They've got beans that really give you this velvety feeling on your tongue. I know that this one can do it, but because it's running a bit fast, it is giving me by no means anything watery. That would be exaggerating it, but I know that it can feel silkier. It is still a beautiful mouthfeel. It's got wonderful notes. It's got sweetness about it. Now, this is a red bourbon. This is actually the bean. I probably haven't told you what the bean was. This is a Rwandan Gizuma or Gizuma. The origin Rwanda, the altitude 1600 to 1850. Very high up. Variety is a red bourbon. I love a red bourbon. We've actually yesterday on the cupping table have also had a red bourbon from Central America, from Costa Rica actually, and that was beautiful. This process of the Rwandan is washed. The cupping notes, a lot of sweetness, agave and cashew sweetness, prune, I can get prune, milk chocolate, not so much, lemon acidity, yes, silky body, yes, but I know that this bean can give you more silkiness. And coming back to my Vario Malzkönig, I've pushed it the finest it can go. And it's still running a bit fast. I had to juggle with my basket as well, because 21 gram is quite a dose. But I think it would really pay off to get this absolutely right. Now, it's only a bad workman that blames his tools, and I'm not going to do that. But dosing it up a little bit would seem, I don't know, that would be another thing that I could do. My basket, the basket that I have, a Ridgeless basket, takes actually quite a lot. I had to pull that out of the cupboard to actually use it for the 21 grams. I could, I suppose, go 22 grams, but I want to keep it to the parameters that the roaster has given me. So I'm a bit stuck and I'm a bit struggling. I think what the thing to do is to have that espresso at Nude, Hanbury Street, get over there and taste it, pulled to perfection on their La Mazzocco and pulled to perfection by their baristas. So that would be one option, of course, but I'm not going to give up. I am going to try a bit more. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but if I actually get it spot on, I will be ecstatic. Thanks again to Rich, to Jared, to Jordi, to, well, Richard wasn't there yesterday. He's on holiday, their head roaster, but they are great guys. And I'm having a lot of fun with the R58 and with the Malzkönig and just at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Signing out for today.